From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. Missouri's health director has resigned. Republican Governor Mike Parson today announced the departure of Department of Health and Senior Services Director Dr. Randall Williams. Williams was appointed to the job in 2017 by Parson's predecessor, former GOP Governor Eric Greitens. Williams helped lead the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic and is leaving amid the vaccine rollout. Parson says he's naming his Deputy Chief of Staff, Robert Nodell, to be the state's acting health director. Parson says Nodell has been leading the state's COVID-19 response. Nodell does not have a medical background as Williams does. St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones has called systemic racism the biggest obstacle to progress in St. Louis, and the city's new mayor used her inauguration speech today to pledge to fight back against all types of discrimination. Jones was sworn in during a socially distanced ceremony at St. Louis City Hall that included fewer than 100 people on the first floor, seated 6 feet apart, though many others watched from balconies. Jones, a Democrat, is the city's third Black mayor, but the first Black woman to lead the city. Jones said today she'll walk into an office her ancestors could not have imagined she would occupy. Nearly 93,000 people in Missouri now have a medical marijuana card. That's up sharply from last month. Lendl Fraker is the director of the Medical Marijuana Division of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. He says the increase is likely because more dispensaries are opening and people have more disposable income.
We had stimulus checks go out. Some people are already receiving their income tax refunds. So seems like maybe the economy and people getting over COVID and they're getting out and about a little bit more. Maybe they're making a doctor's appointment they didn't make a year ago.
Missouri's medical cannabis industry has generated more than $32 million since the fall. Fraker expects the industry to hit $200 million by the end of the year. U.S. Representative Billy Long of Missouri says he plans to attend a fundraiser at former President Donald Trump's golf resort in Florida. Long has expressed an interest in running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Senator Roy Blunt. In remarks at Taney County Lincoln Days Saturday, Long, who represents Southwest Missouri, said Trump asked him to attend the event at Mar-a-Lago on April 28th. He emphasized his longstanding support for Trump. U.S. Representative Jason Smith, who represents Southeast Missouri, has a Mar-a-Lago fundraiser set for April 30th. Attorney General Eric Schmidt and former Governor Eric Greitens are the only officially declared candidates in the GOP primary. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.